The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Derry Adams was directly responsible for and complicit in the decisions made by the IRA to detonate bombs in England. The High Court in London has heard Derry Adams denies he had any role in the provisional IRA and is strongly opposing the claim. For more on this, we're joined by Enda Brady, London-based journalist. Enda, just bring us up to speed. What's been happening in the case?
Shane, so this was day one of what will be a seven-day trial at the High Court. Now, it's a civil case, so this will be heard in front of one judge. There will be no jury, and the standard of proof basically is lower than in a criminal case. Now, Derry Adams, his legal team, have said that this case is legally flawed and bound to fail as a matter of law, and they added that Derry Adams, the defendant, was not a member of the Provisional IRA Council. So that's Adams' statement at the outset of this. It's going to last 7 days. He was in court. He was wearing a grey suit. He had a Palestinian flag pin badge. Some reports as well that he was wearing a stab-proof vest. He certainly had security with him. But the counsel representing the three claimants, all of whom were injured by very significant IRA bombs over the decades, they say that they will present a jigsaw of evidence that they believe will prove Derry Adams was instrumental in those attacks.
What are the main pieces of that jigsaw?
So they will be hearing evidence from behind screens from people who worked for British intelligence, a former RUC officer, as the police force then was, various different people giving evidence anonymously, documents, a report that was handed to the former British Prime Minister at one stage, John Major, as they say, a jigsaw of evidence. Now, the three claimants all survived IRA bombings. One man was an off-duty police officer in 1973 when the Old Bailey was bombed. Another man was working in a family shop in London's Docklands in 1996 when an IRA bomb was detonated. And the final claimant was working at the Arundale Shopping Centre in Manchester 4 months after the London attack in 1996. So the counsel for the barristers representing these claimants basically saying that over the course of the next 6 days, they will put forward what they believe is a compelling argument that Derry Adams not only was on a seven-man IRA Army Council, he was its leader. But as I just say, he denies that completely.
And the three men bringing the legal action against Derry Adams, they're seeking its nominal damages of £1.
Precisely. So damages of £1, but reputational cost is what's at risk here. Derry Adams has always said that he was not in the IRA. He was not an IRA leader. He was in court, as I say, and at some point in the next couple of days, he will be giving evidence in his defence. And ultimately, there's only one opinion counts here, as much as the media coverage of it has been quite fair on day one. The only opinion that matters here, there is no jury. It will be the High Court judge who, after 7 days of evidence, will go away and retire to consider his verdict. And the barrister representing the three claimants did acknowledge at the outset this morning it is what she described as an unorthodox claim, but she says a claim nevertheless that will shine a light on the involvement of 77-year-old Derry Adams in all of those bombing attacks, something he denies.
Okay, Enda Brady, London-based journalist, thank you for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.